God's plan for the relief of Avondale School, a work which all must do. Have faith in God. He gave me the idea of giving Christ's object lessons for the relief of the schools. He is testing his people and institutions in this thing to see if they will work together and be of one mind in self-denial and self-sacrifice. Carry forward this work without flinching, in the name of the Lord. Let God's plan be vindicated. Let his proposition be fully carried out and heartily endorsed as the means of uniting the members of the churches in self-sacrificing effort. Thus they will be sanctified, soul, body, and spirit, as vessels unto honor, to whom God can impart his Holy Spirit. By this means they will accomplish the work God designs to have done. Stir up every family, every church, to do the very utmost of their power, everyone consecrating himself to God, putting the leaven of evil out of his heart, out of the home, and out of the church. Let every family make the most of this the Lord's opportunity. Let self-denial and self-sacrifice be revealed. Let the teachers in the school do as others of God's servants are doing. Cut down their wages. This self-sacrifice will be required of us all. Let all place themselves where they will be sure to receive the answer to their prayers. It is the cause of God which is at stake. The preciousness of life is to be appreciated because this life belongs to the Master. As long as we live, we are ever to bear in mind that we are bought with a price. Christ made of himself a whole and complete sacrifice for us, to make it possible for us to receive the gift of everlasting life. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We have enlisted under Christ's banner for life service, and great responsibilities and possibilities are within our reach. There are, in the providence of God, particular periods when we must arise in response to the call of God and make use of our time, our intellect, our whole being, body, soul, and spirit, fulfilling to the utmost of our ability the requirements of God. Just now, let not the opportunity be lost. Let all work together. Let children act a part. Let every member of the family do something. Educate, educate. This is an opportunity which God's people cannot afford to lose. God calls. Do your best at this time to render to him your offering, to carry out his specified will, and thus make this an occasion for witnessing for him and his truth. In a world of darkness, let your light shine forth. Let canvassers do their best in canvassing for the book Christ's Object Lessons. Their work will serve a double purpose. They will place in the homes of the people a book containing most precious light, seed sown to bring truth to souls ready to perish. In receiving this seed into their hearts, they will save their souls through belief of the truth. At the same time, means will be gathered for the relief of the schools. Twofold good will thus be accomplished in this work. Let it be done heartily as unto the Lord. My brethren, after you have done all you can do in this work for the schools, by sanctified energy and much prayer, you will see the glory of God. When the trial has been fully made, there will come a blessed result. Those who have sought to do God's will, having laid out every talent to the best advantage, become wise in working for the kingdom of God. They learn lessons of the greatest consequence to them, and they will feel the highest happiness of a rational mind. This is the result that will surely come if you fulfill the purpose of God. Peace and intelligence and grace will be given. It is the design of God that we should all glorify him, regarding his service as the chief end of our existence. The work that God calls you to do, he will make a blessing to you. Your heart will be more tender, your thoughts more spiritual, your service more Christ-like. If ye abide in me, Jesus said, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. In considering these things, my spirit rejoices in God. There is to be a decided work done to accomplish God's plan. Make every stroke tell for the Master in the work of canvassing for Christ's object lessons. God desires his people to be vitalized for work as they have never been before, for their good and for the upbuilding of his cause. Ministering angels will be round about the workers. Let our institutions make every effort to free themselves from debt. Let every family arouse. Let the ministers of our churches and the presidents of our conferences awaken. Then he will tell you what to do next. You will need to have patience with the tardy ones, who do not feel the necessity of doing anything promptly, thoroughly, earnestly. They have so much to say, so much unbelief to express, and so much criticizing, that they lose the peace and joy and happiness in the purposes of God before they can decide to move. We must become men and women of God's opportunity. I am so glad that so much harmonious action has been shown in striving to carry out this purpose of God and to make the most of His providences. Signed, Mrs. Ellen G. White, November 14th, 1900.